A swamp with pine trees? What's the story?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the best-selling Answers book. Well, Ken, how do creationists explain the formation of coal deposits?
When I went to school, my teachers told me that coal formed in plants and swamps slowly accumulated over millions of years. But as I've researched this topic, I've not found any evidence that coal formed in swamps. Also, scientists can now make black coal in a laboratory in less than a month. I'll never forget the time I visited a coal mine in Australia, where I asked the mine's geologist how he believed the coal formed. He confidently declared that the coal had formed slowly in swamps over millions of years. So I asked him what kind of trees they'd found in the coal. He said that many of them had been identified as types of pine trees. And then I said, but those pine trees don't grow in swamps. The geologist looked at me and said, well, that's true today, but maybe they did grow in swamps millions of years ago. In other words, because the evidence didn't fit the theory, he had to propose another assumption which didn't make any sense. So how did creationists explain coal deposits? Imagine Noah's flood ripping up billions of tons of plant material from all over the world and dumping them about 4,500 years ago. That's how most of your coal deposits formed.
Can creationists explain the origin of all the different races or people groups? Actually, science confirms what the Bible teaches. Discover more when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on the origin of the races. The booklet's available at AnswersRadio.com.